Sanctuary State, New York, illegal alien accused of murdering 28-year-old man. By John Binder on September 5, 2023. An illegal alien, previously arrested by United States Border Patrol, is now accused of murdering a 28-year-old man in the Sanctuary State of New York. Carlos Corrales Ramirez, a 20-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested and charged this week with second-degree murder and first-degree assault in the stabbing death of 28-year-old Jario Hernandez Sanchez in the city of Troy in Rensselaer County, New York. According to police, Corrales Ramirez had been arrested by Border Patrol near the U.S.-Canada border in March of this year because he was wanted in Laurel, Maryland, for a stabbing incident that occurred in February. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, R., took to Twitter to write that Corrales Ramirez's arrest is clear proof the open borders and sanctuary cities policies are failures in the inability by President Joe Biden and Governor Kathy Hochul to deal with the illegal migrant issue are placing our safety and quality of life in jeopardy. It is becoming all too clear that there are two sets of laws and standards in our nation and our state, McLaughlin continued. The end result of that foolishness and lack of common sense is a killing on Saturday in the biggest city in our county, allegedly by a man who was not supposed to be in our country and additionally, not free on the streets. The case comes as waves of illegal immigration to New York have spurred a number of arrests of border crossers and illegal aliens accused of crimes, including sexual assault and violence crimes. Most recently, two migrant men in Erie County, New York, were charged in separate incidents in which they are accused of raping women. One of the two migrants is accused of raping a woman in front of her 3-year-old toddler. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.